years in the United States Air Force, 2 years in South America as an American missionary. He is a published author, former political consultant, an expert in history, economics, conspiracies, politics, philosophy, and religion. He has never missed a single question on an IQ test, making him the most intelligent patriot in America. Welcome to the Paul Drockton Radio Program.
Good morning. On the West Coast, good morning on the East Coast. And it's now 4 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. You're listening to the Paul Drockton Radio Program and my website, internettruth.org, where you can find your solution to precious metals. And we've got some really good deals going on with Morgan dollars, silver dollars, 90% silver, peace dollars, fractional gold coins like the English sovereign, the French rooster, etc., etc. And you can get them through me. All you need to do is call the number that when you click on the banner ad on the RBN website for Republic Trading Group, or you can call me directly, 330-636-6292. Now, due to the demand for more Drockton Radio, we're going to be at it in an hour, and this starts Monday. So 2 hours of the Paul Drockton Radio Program starting Monday on this network, and it, instead of going from now to 60 minutes from now, this program will start the same time, but we'll go for 2 hours. And trust me when I tell you, I make sure that every minute is worth your time. Of course, there's a lot to talk about this morning. One of the things we need to talk about is debt. And when we talk about debt, when we talk about sovereign debt, it isn't fair to talk about sovereign debt without understanding who the winners are and who the losers are. Now, basically, debt is the killer of kingdoms, my friends. And there are really two ways that a sovereign nation can go into debt, and both ways have to deal with the central banks. Now, a central bank is the nemesis of any nation. Why? Because when we have central banks that aren't owned by we the people, and they're owned by a private corporation like the Federal Reserve, and to make matters worse, a private foreign corporation, literally run out of the city of London, which is 2 miles square in London proper, then what benefit is there to us? Now, these individuals make their money no matter what. And the way they do it is they charge us 6% per annum on our currency. So every time a dollar bill or a Federal Reserve note is printed, we pay them 6% per year for every year that dollar bill is in circulation. And they keep bills in circulation for 10 years, on the books for 10 years. So do the math. And you can see it doesn't take long for us to go heavily into debt to the satanic psychopaths that run our financial system. And so what is the motive for them to increase our debt, or how is it they bring it about? Well, there's two ways. One is through social spending. Interestingly enough, the 1% loves it when we create social programs because we borrow the money from them. Eventually, socialism leads to not just the decline, but the destruction of nations, which is what they want. Now, the second way that they make money, of course, is by increasing the cost of government through foreign wars. Why? Because, again, we borrow the money from them. This is an old, old system, my friends, and I'm going to explain it to you when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back.
Cl- Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to the Paul Drockton radio program and my website, internettruth.org, where you can find Allicin C capsules and Alloderm gel. Allicin C kills viruses, kills parasites, kills fungus, and is really awesome for your cardiovascular system. I live on this stuff, my friends, and trust me, I had to recover from a near-fatal car accident. I should have been killed, actually. I was broadsided by a guy going 56 miles an hour, and I did a 180 into a telephone pole with broken bones and serious injuries, and it just took me a while to recover. Discovered Allicin C about 4 or 5 years back, started taking it for myself, found that not only was I free from infection, period, haven't been sick, but that my strength returned. And I work out every day now at the gym, and I can tell you, this morning and really for this week, I've been spending an hour on the treadmill with as high as a 15% grade, which isn't too bad for a 50-year-old guy. So trust me, Allicin C works. It's great stuff. It's available through my website. If you'd like to call into the program this morning, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. So let's talk a little bit about this banking system. People ask me, Paul, how did this all start? Well, let me tell you, back in 2002, I started a novel on the Knights Templar and heavily researched my friends, and I got up to literally almost 1,300 pages. I turned it over to a Hollywood script writer that I knew, and that was my first experience with not getting credit. It's okay, because the ideas were sound, well-researched, and literally exposed the greed of the Templars and how they brought about the destruction of Europe and their own demise. Now, the Knights Templar were formed in the 1300s with the desire to protect the pilgrims that were journeying to the Holy Land. What happened is that they created way stations. They created, I'm trying to think of the proper term here, churches, I guess you could say, along the way. And these churches had vaults. And people would leave their wealth, which was precious metals back then, with the Templars in their vaults. In return, they got a wooden chit, which they could redeem at any Templar way station. This was the first banking system of Europe. What ended up happening is that the Templars, realizing that they only had to return 1% to 2% of the gold and silver in their vaults, started fractional reserve lending. In other words, instead of one chit representing 1 ounce of gold, they made sure that 100 wooden chits represented 1 ounce of gold. Thus, they increased their wealth 100-fold, and these chits began to be used as currency throughout Europe. Now, the way they operated is the Templars became the most powerful force in Europe, more powerful than the Catholic Church, more powerful than the kings, and they would agitate for war between the different nations of Europe, war between Islam and Christianity. They loved war because when countries went to war, when the church went to war, they borrowed the money from them. And the way they would do it is they would lend the church or the state these wooden chits, these currency that they manufactured, charging interest and demanding payment in gold. So literally, they demanded that their loan be repaid in gold. They amassed incredible wealth and became the most wealthy order in the history of Europe. They became so powerful that King Philip the Fair of France became covetousness, or became covetous of their wealth, and wanted to confiscate it. So what he did is he was able to assassinate the existing pope, put a French pope in charge of the Catholic Church, and then he brought the Knights Templar under the Inquisition. And the investigations are quite telling, because the things that the Templars stood accused of were homosexuality, worshiping a Baphomet, which was portrayed as the devil. So they were accused of Satanism. They were accused of homosexuality. They were accused of disloyalty, treason to church and state. Whether or not these accusations were true, personally, I think that there had to be a lot of truth to them. Otherwise, people would have gotten a little bit more suspicious. But the other side of it is that they drove the Templars underground. And what happened is the Templar wealth completely disappeared, totally disappeared. And their vaults were empty. Now, my personal belief is that that wealth was transferred from France and from Italy and from other places, was transferred to the vaults of Switzerland, because the Teutonic Knights were Knights Templar. In addition to that, they had amassed the largest naval fleet in Europe, which, by the way, disappeared. Now, some interesting things about the Templars is that when they were driven underground, they reemerged, but they took on a new form, and that form was Freemasonry. Their battle flag was the skull and bones. And if you look at a pirate flag, it has the skull and bones. So I'm persuaded that it was the Templar pirates that raided the ships transporting gold from the Americas to Europe. I'm persuaded that it was the Templar pirates that patrolled the Caribbean. And I am persuaded that, literally, that the Templars not only reappeared under the Freemason organization. See, Freemasonry replicates Templarism. If you take a look at the ordinances of Freemasonry, which I could go through to some degree, you would find that they relate and tell the story of the Templars. And the leader of the Templars was one Jacques de Molay, and he was burned at the stake as a heretic. And if you take a look at Freemasonry, there's also a martyr that was murdered by treacherous individuals in their ordinance. And if you take a look at Freemasonry, they use the very same symbols that the Templars used. And it makes perfect sense. Now, one thing that we do know is that the Templars relocated to Scotland as well. So one of the myths is that the Bruce, Robert the Bruce, relied on Templar knights when he fought against England, and that his downfall was betraying the Templars in Scotland. Now, interestingly enough, the Templar obviously swore vengeance on both church and state, and I'm convinced that they were behind the Protestant Reformation. I'm also convinced that they were behind the King Henry VIII and Elizabeth and some of the other royalty in the House of Tudor. And I'm also convinced that they were behind the French Revolution under their Freemasonic organization. And I'm also persuaded that they're the ones that created the House of Rothschild as a front for their wealth. Because they couldn't reemerge, they had to use a front. And in alliance with the other outcasts of Europe, the Jewish merchants, just makes perfect sense. So when we talk about banking, what we're talking about is a system that was designed by the Knights Templar, who were then driven underground, reemerged. I'm convinced that they reestablished themselves in the Catholic Church. I think that their organization started as the Jesuit order, my opinion, because they like to control both sides of the argument. And when we talk about secret combinations, when we talk about the Illuminati, we're talking about Rosicrucianism, and we're talking about Templars again. So a multi-generational conspiracy. Now, interestingly enough, in Freemasonry, and this isn't the case anymore, but the oath used to be that when you joined Freemasonry, that you swore that you would be brother to pirates and to knaves, to thieves, which, of course, meant that you were joining, in essence, the Templars. So what about modern banking? Well, if you look in terms of this as a multi-generational conspiracy and not just something that pops up 50 years ago or 100 years ago, but something that began back in the 1300s, it makes a whole lot more sense how these people have gotten such great power over humanity. And their systems haven't changed at all. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back. And again, please feel free to call into the program.
We'll be right back. it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back to the Paul Drockton, a radio program, and my website, internettruth.org. If you'd like to call into the program, the number is 1-800-313-9443. And, of course, we always take your calls, as you know. Now, when we talk about the Templars, it's also important to understand their philosophy. See, they were organized as a religious order based on the teachings of Plato. And Plato wrote a treatise called the Republic, which he believed was based on the same organization that Atlantis had. Plato wrote, well, I guess you can say quite a bit about Atlantis. And in his Republic, what he envisioned was that 1% of society would be the philosopher kings and their aristocracy. Literally, individuals that were enlightened through Greek philosophy. And beneath them was the military ruling class, and beneath them were the merchants and bankers. Plato didn't call them bankers, but he called them merchants. So the merchant class. So literally, in Plato's Republic, 3% of the population governed over the other 97%. So when we look at the Knights Templar and we look at their organization, it replicated Plato's Republic. One of the things that happened with the Catholic Church under Constantine, who, by the way, considered himself a philosopher king, is Catholicism integrated with Greek philosophy. And literally, adopted it, and the Catholic Church, of course, adhered to the teachings of the Greek philosophers as much as they did to the teachings of Christianity. So the result was, what we ended up with, is the Knights Templar society was made up of philosopher kings at the top. Second level was the military ruling class. Third level was the merchant class. And then you had the other 97%. And that's how the order was put together. If you take a look at Freemasonry, it's pretty much the same organization. When you get into the Scottish Rite and you get to the highest degrees, the 30th, 31st, 32nd, 33rd, and I understand there's even a 34th degree, you're dealing with the same organization as Plato's Republic. When we talk about the New World Order, we're talking about the reestablishment of Atlantis, the reestablishment of Plato's Republic. So, what is their goal? Well, they believe that through violent revolution, they can destroy the existing political system and the existing social strata. And through anarchy and through their agents, they can reemerge with their form of totalitarianism, which is, it shouldn't be called a republic, by the way. It should be called Plato's dictatorship. And part of this is creating such a burden on nations through debt that it brings about the dilution and collapse of society. So this isn't just about money, my friends. This is about destroying the existing social order and replacing it with an absolute dictatorship. When you look at communist Russia, that is their ideal. When you look at Nazi Germany, that is their ideal. When you look at Mussolini's Italy, that is their ideal. When you look at the Charlemagne Empire, that is their ideal. So, in reality, they view the rest of humanity as nothing more than livestock that needs to be branded and herded and governed and told what to do. And the way they gain control over the masses is through addictions like narcotics, pornography, gambling, and through dependence. So when you understand this, everything they're doing, all of a sudden, it makes sense. And you see evil for what it really is, evil. So what is going on with our economy? Well, their goal is to destroy paper currency. Remember, these people want absolute control. And when you look at paper currency, it doesn't give them absolute control because you can still conduct private business transactions. And they know that if you're going to control political dissent, if you're going to destroy political dissent, if you want to establish an absolute dictatorship, then you have to get away from paper. They know that. Everything they're doing leads towards total control. So when we look at things like GMO seeds, when we look at things like Monsanto, they're obviously trying to create a monopoly over our food supply. They want to make sure that only people they approve of can grow food. They're doing the same thing with our livestock. Interestingly enough, they even created a seed bank for non-genetically modified seeds under Bill Gates. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back with Peter Ayer.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Program and my website, internettruth.org, where you can find Drockton Bullion. And remember, my friends, I do IRAs and 401k conversions. All you need to do is email me, pdrockton, D-R-O-C-K-T-O-N, at AOL.com, or you can click on the RBN banner ad for Republic Trading Group. And we've got Peter Ayer with us, and we have Dave on line one. Dave, go ahead.
Good morning, Peter and Paul.
Good morning.
Man mentioned the other day, where's Mary?
That joke never gets old, Dave.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
I love it. Take me for a ride in your car. good morning, gentlemen. I noticed in the night...
Do you hear the crickets chirping in the background here?
Is that it? Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. What's going on?
I loved them. You know, that was music. Much of what you hear today is disgusting or noise. Any case, I didn't hear you mention the name of James Erskine as being a Knight of Templar, or his partner Sir Francis Bacon.
Ah, Sir Francis Bacon, Rosicrucian, possibly Shakespeare. Yeah, we could talk about him quite a bit.
And but you also, don't know who James Erskine is, do you?
Fire away, my friend.
Peter, maybe you know who James Erskine is.
No, you go ahead. I'm acting blank on this one.
This got exposed in 1986, 1907 when they discovered the body of Prince Jacob VI when they did the renovation of Edinburgh Castle. King James is not a Stuart. His name is James Erskine, and he murdered Prince Jacob and tried to seize the Scottish throne for the Knights of Templar. It was a coup d'etat. And then Sir Francis Bacon, to complete the coup d'etat, convinced Queen Elizabeth to assassinate Queen Mary. And the coup d'etat was complete.
Dave, I'm gonna have to interject here. Basically, when we talk about James, you're talking about the man who brought us the King James Version of the Bible, correct?
Correct.
He, in my opinion, from what I've seen, he followed a king who was homosexual, correct, Peter?
Yes.
And basically, he was a diehard Protestant, I believe was influenced by the Knights Templar, there's no doubt about it. But I think when you look at the Stuarts, you're looking at the political manifestation of the Knights Templar. I believe that as far as Erskine, I've never heard of this. If you want to email me, you know, some information, I'll take a look at it. But if we take a look at the relationship between Queen Elizabeth and Mary, Queen of Scots, it had more to do with Protestantism versus Catholicism. That was the conflict. That's why she was known as Bloody Mary, by the way.
Yeah, because she was continually killing people.
She went after the priests, and she went after the Catholic hierarchy because her goal was to reestablish Protestantism in England. I'm sorry, reestablish Catholicism in England. So she was kind of like the a counter-Protestant queen. And she was taken out by the combination of the aristocracy and her younger sister, which was Elizabeth. But go ahead.
If you look at the maps, you will find that the Erskines were in the southern part of Scotland, in which their little dynasty or kingdom was at. And James or Jacob VI was the last surviving heir of King Jacob V. There was no other heirs. So by killing him, the Templars were able to take control of Scotland. And they have had a death grip on Scotland ever since. And all the heirs of James Erskine are not legitimate. And that's what I mentioned the other day, Peter, is the British crown is in trouble because there is not one of Queen Elizabeth's heirs that will be allowed to sit on the throne in her place because it's now been documented that they have no right or claim to the throne. And some other guy who, I can't think of his name, who's tried to be on the House of Lords, begins with an M, the last name, and he's now claiming the right of being the next king of England. So there's been quite a controversy going on because of the illegitimacy of Queen Elizabeth's bloodline.
Okay, now I am familiar with this, Dave, and I have read about it as well. And when you take a look at this argument, there is some supporting documentation, but I'm not going to present it to the audience as gospel truth. I mean, literally, here's the problem I have with historical documents. They can be manufactured. Classic example, if you go back and you study the history of Nazi Germany, one of the things that they did extremely well is manufactured history. And if you take a look at Russia, manufactured history. So when these documents start coming out, exposing these things, and someone finds them up in their attic, I'm a historian by trade. I can tell you right now, I always take that with a grain of salt.
I agree in that issue, but I have considerable amount of paperwork.
Well, send me the documentation. I'm not even disagreeing with you. I'm just saying that the stuff that you're talking about, I haven't seen enough documentation to prove it. To say, you know what, I accept this as proof.
King James was a pedophile, and he was.
I don't think that's true, Dave.
Well, there's plenty of stuff on it.
Well, there's plenty of stuff on the Founding Fathers that's been manufactured as well.
Yes.
Look. One of the things that the satanic psychopaths want to do is destroy Christianity and anything associated with it. That's basically what revisionism is all about. And if you go back and you read the planks of the Communist Party, it says pretty clearly that their goal is to undermine our history, our culture, our values.
Yes.
So, no, he was, you know, I have absolutely no documentation that James was a pedophile, absolutely none that can be documented in history. Now, there probably has been a journal that's emerged recently claiming that, but once again, it's all suspect.
Have you ever read any of Michael Brown's publications?
You know, I've read so many things. I probably have read his stuff, but I don't remember specifically if it was his.
Professor of Earl and Rummel's School of Law.
Okay.
Can I come in, Paul?
Yeah, come on in, Peter.
David, was it yourself that was asking about the Jesuits yesterday, wasn't it?
No, I didn't call in yesterday.
Oh, that was another. I got the name.
Yeah, and I've accused. I realized that Jerome, the Templars didn't exist at the time of Jerome, but if you look at a photograph I've published on my website or a portrait painted of Jerome, you will see him doing the rituals and practices of the Knights of Templar, even though Templars didn't exist in 300 A.D., but the Knights of Templar have adopted the very doctrines and teachings that Jerome was pointing. Luciferianism.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one argues that. I mean, if you look at the Templars, one of the things that they did was they excavated Solomon's Temple. Solomon held a highly prized position among the Templars because he represented duality of good and evil. If you take a look at Solomon's life, initially, he had a visitation from the Lord where he was basically told that he could have whatever he wanted. He chose wisdom. You remember that. What most people don't remember is the fact that as he got older, he began to form political alliances through marriage, became corrupted by the pagan religions, and actually sacrificed his own son to Moloch. So the duality of Solomon was something that the Templars believed in. They believed their organization had to be both Luciferian and had to be satanic. So when you look at their organization, the very top tier is Luciferianism, and the second tier, which is the military ruling class, is satanic. See, Satan represents destruction. And historically, if you look at Roman mythology, if you look at Greek, Egyptian, it goes back to the same concept. The military are the ones that worship Satan because Satan is the god of destruction. The philosopher kings worship Lucifer because they believe him to be the Prometheus, the god that gave us light, knowledge, and wisdom. So I just want to make sure I throw that out there as well.
I want to come in here because it's a little bit in support of what you just said, Paul, and David will probably relate to this. It doesn't matter what monarch is in power. The monarch does not run the country. The administrators and advisors run the country. The church of the day run the country. And, of course, the Knights Templar, when they came into existence, control the crown. And that's still in existence today. The Queen, who incidentally is not British anyway, is of German origin. The royal family became Windsor, but it wasn't Windsor before. But where I'm coming from is that the total control of sovereignty in the crown sense, because there's two crowns. There's the royal crown and the Knights Templar crown. It's the Knights Templar crown that control the world generally at the moment. They have full control of America. They have full control of the banking system. And then we had a caller yesterday asked about the Jesuits. And before we run out of time, because we're halfway through already, I'd like to address that question that was asked yesterday about
Dave, do me a favor. Can you call back again?
Yeah, or I can just hold here because, you know, that's what I was waiting for Peter to talk on the Jesuits. And I contend that Jerome is the father of the Jesuits. Everything is based on Jerome's doctrine. If you look at my website, you'll see that.
Okay, well, Dave, we're going to let you go,
okay.
And we're just going to let Peter talk about the Jesuits, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye.
Go ahead, Peter.
Just before we go into the Jesuits, we'll come back to the Templars of the Crown, or the Crown Templar. That is the ultimate control in the City of London, as Paul correctly pointed out, and in conjunction with the bankers, they have total control of governmental and judicial system at both the national and local level throughout the US, throughout the UK, and all the ex-Commonwealth countries. And what happened when the Magna Carta was signed by King John on June the 15th, 1215, he violated the very principles of his original existence on being on the throne. And it was from that moment onwards that the crown and responsibility of the crown, i.e. America and all the other states eventually, anything that followed after 1215 was to be handed over to the Pope and the Roman Church. So this is where the Jesuits come in, because everything was handed over as of that signing. I think it was August the 24th, 1215, when our country and our future countries colonies were handed over to the Catholic Church. And unknown, again, we re-emphasize that anybody in power is controlled by those that advise them and by the government. And so the Pope and the Vatican is controlled by another superior being. And that superior being is the Jesuit Society. And the title is the Superior General of the Society of Jesuits. They control the Pope. They control the Vatican. So I think the current one is Adolfo Nicolas, who's Spanish, and before him it was Peter Hans Kolbeback. So that's irrelevant anyway, we'll move on. And so this is the ultimate power. This is probably the most powerful man in the world. Taking into account all your Rothschilds and your Rockefellers and everything, the person that has ultimate control, because the downline from him is the Knights Templar, which, of course, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Queen of England is even a member of one of the exclusive clubs, two clubs actually, all centred on Chancery Lane in London, which is right alongside the Royal Courts of Justice. I know it very well. I've entered into those very secret clubs because I've got a court case myself. I must admit it's the most eerie feeling I've ever had in my life to know I'm right in the middle of the people that are basically controlling the world. So Rothschilds obviously is extremely rich, but it's the Jesuits and it's the New World Order that lay out the plans of where that money goes, or should we say where it's taken from the people. And it was quite interesting today because I saw a note regarding the European Central Bank. It said, as of today, will increasingly act as financial dictator over the Eurozone, enforcing deeper cuts into the living standards of, quote, working class people to provide funds to financial markets for their speculative activities. Now, that says it all, because that's what's happened in America. You've still to succumb to more austerity measures, the same as the rest of Europe, the same as the UK. There is no limitation as when this is going to expire. And so we come back to what you were saying, Paul, about gold being and gold and silver being the only way to go in the future, because I personally don't think JP Morgan will survive until the presidency changes. They're under extreme pressure, and even your credit rating is now in jeopardy, because if your forecast for next year is not a good one, your financial forecast for restructuring your debt, then you're going to be downgraded from your existing system. And once you get into that area, then you succumb to what happened to Italy, Greece, Ireland, and all the rest. So gold and silver is the only long-term investment, and you should be looking at it right now, because there is a financial tsunami on the horizon, and it's fast approaching.
Well, Peter, I just want to interject. And, you know, I wasn't being rude to Dave. It's just that we only have an hour.
Exactly.
Next week we'll have 2 hours.
and that will go quickly too, Paul.
Yeah, and I've had Dave and talked with Dave on the air for as long as half hour, 45 minutes at times. But the thing about it is when you come back to Jesuits and Templars, and, of course, people ask, what about the Jewish component? And when you look at the, again, Plato's Republic, remember the merchant class is the third tier. The Templars represented themselves before they were driven underground, and then they brought in or put together a partnership with the Jewish merchant class in Europe to represent their interests. So that's where the House of Rothschild came from. So we're still talking about a Templar influence when we talk about the Rothschilds, and we're still talking about a Templar influence when we talk about the Rockefellers. They're the merchant class, but they are not the governing class. They're third down on the tier. The governing class are the philosopher kings, which I very well believe is the Black Pope. I also believe it includes the monarchies of Europe. I also believe it involves usually people behind the scenes. I don't think these people are very public. I don't think they're...
Paul, who is the Black Pope?
The Jesuit, leader of the Jesuit order.
Yeah, he's superior general of the Society of the Jesuits. That's the guy I've already pointed to. It's the same name, same person.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And 14 presidents in the U.S. were Freemasons.
Yep. we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
For my newsletter, all you need to do is go to internettruth.org. Peter, all you till the end of the show. Go ahead.
No, I was going to throw it back to you now because I said my bit. I would like to put a nice, meaningful statement in before we close, like I did yesterday, of the guy I worship in, you know, it used to be in politics a long time ago, Brian. I mentioned him yesterday. So before the end of the show, I'd like to throw that in. So you go ahead now.
I was just going to say that. When you take a look at the big picture, my friends, you know, truth is something that you can feel as well as touch and taste, and literally it's in harmony with what's good, because truth is good. So goodness and truth go together. And people once criticized me for exploring the dark side, but understanding evil is part of truth. I mean, if you can't understand evil, you really can't understand good, and you don't understand what the real nature of the battle is between God and Satan. So you have to understand both. I do this for a reason. I want people to see the puppets behind the scenes so they don't start attacking whole groups of people, whoever they may be, Jewish people, Islamic people, English people, Catholics, Protestants, Mormons. Remember, we're talking about 3% of the population. And the only way we're going to get away from these people is if we opt out of their system. That's why I promote precious metals. Because when you buy gold and silver, we're not paying them interest on that. They collect no interest. And trust me when I tell you, gold and silver will form the foundation for a free society after the dollar collapses. I don't believe this world is going to plunge into chaos and hell. I think that there's going to be a division between those that truly want to be independent, that want to be self-reliant, that want to take care of themselves, that aren't afraid to work, and those that want someone else to take care of them. I believe that is how this is going to play out. So I have great hope for the future. Go ahead, Peter.
Well, I guess the answer to that is, Paul, yes, there is. One has to look for hope and light down the end of the tunnel and hope that it's not an express train coming in the opposite direction. But unless we remove the New World Order in its current form, then the future is not good. I believe that order will diminish, and there's only two ways to do it, and that is to take away their means of finance or to have a military coup d'etat. And we talked about 9/11 yesterday. A lot of people don't realize is we nearly had a military coup d'etat over 9/11 when they stood NORAD down. But just on the brink of things, they got common sense and carried on. So it was a very dangerous situation. And that was a very sad day yesterday, by the way. You know, we've done a lot of knocking as to who's done what. At the end of the day, many people died. And what people don't realize is that the death toll will increase significantly because of the fallout of contamination from those explosions that consumed the whole of New York will just magnify itself, you know, many times in the future. And that's rather sad.
Well, my friends, as I pointed out, we're going to be going to two-hour format starting Monday. And basically, we'll have more time to spend with our callers as well. And just want you to know that I appreciate you listening to the show. And once again, we have generated record listenership numbers. And I am grateful for that. And this is one show where you're never taken for granted. But on the other hand, if I disagree, I'm going to let you know. So, but don't let that stop you from calling in. Have a great day. Peter, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
And you've been listening to the Paul Drachten Radio Program.